time to tune into the Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
My biggest takeaway is that most of the people inside of the school don't really know what they're talking about. A lot of them won't even be able to put Israel on a map. And the people that do, they tell them not to engage. So in the beginning of the conflict, people that did want to learn and want to understand, they would. You would have a very interesting conversation with them. But I think a lot of the narrative, especially inside the camp, is not to engage to anyone who looks like Zionist or Jewish so that you won't, like, I don't know. So I think the lack of communication is making people even more radicalized. And, yeah, you know, students feel afraid on campus. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. I just had one of my Israeli friends. She came and she cried. She, first time being in school in a week, she just broke down crying. And I don't think that's any way to have any campus.
I can't wait to dissect that. How are you? How are you, Uncle Milty?
I'm okay.
Are you crying?
A little crying.
Are you feeling that you might get offended in the future, so you're crying now?
I'm crying for joy.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't realize this.
You're joyful?
I didn't realize that there was a reason to be excited about President Biden.
Really?
Yeah. But in a speech to some Israeli students, he recounted the time that he was found floating in a basket on the Nile River and raised by Egyptians. And I was like, wow, the things we don't know about that man.
Oh, my gosh. It's big. It's so big.
Yeah. He's amazing.
Here we go.
Pause.
Four more years.
Pause.
Four more years.
He's reading the teleprompter.
Pause.
Pause. And then cue the four more years. Here we go.
He got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
He was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home politically.
What does that mean? I'm sorry. I love that, though. He was raised on the Nile.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you know, somebody put up a post, and it's a political person, and they put up a post and they said, he's our worst president. It's beyond that. People keep doing that. He's beyond that. He has cooed the country with this guy with a chin that won't stop moving. I don't know what's under there, but it's something odd. And this isn't just about being the worst president. We all know that. It's about being cooed with the worst of the, and the most obvious, and the one that reads the teleprompter and the cued four more years. It's all scripted. Anyway,
even if he's not Biden and he's like a replacement lookalike.
Who knows what he is? His chin is just all over the place. Anyway,
but here's
marbles.
Here's the real issue. If you have no more awareness of what's going on around you than reading the cues on the teleprompter, like pause, then how can you possibly function as the president of the United States?
You got me. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It makes no sense. And we keep going. I have so many gaffes of his, lies, outright lies, stupid things he said, ridiculous fodder for radio. My file is so big. It's its own file. I don't have that kind of file on anyone else. But we keep putting up with it by saying, well, he's a bad president, so we're waiting it out. He's a treasonous. He's beyond bad. So, but we don't do much about it, and it drives me crazy. By the way, I just wanted to mention Chris Ann Hall will be here next week. I know I'm going to miss her today, but we have so much to talk about. And you know what? He's so unbelievably strange, and they want you to see that he's weird and strange and I mean, talking about cannibals, talking about being raised in a Puerto Rican neighborhood. You're right about the Nile. I can't wait for that story.
It's
bizarre is what it is.
And what's really bizarre is there's people out there that really believe in him.
How does that happen? I don't know. I truly don't know. I mean, you'd have to have a brick up here.
Yeah.
In order to go, there's my guy. Can't wait to see what he reads off the teleprompter next.
He can't read the teleprompter and know what he's supposed to say from the prompts.
And it's okay if his son's a scumbag and a sex addict. And it's okay if he lies and cheats and steals about China. And it's okay if he does all these things and claims to be the world's most popular man in a Puerto Rican neighborhood. And it's so they would have to go, that's okay. I like him.
Yeah. In all fairness, we do have the best economy ever.
There's no inflation. I don't know. I can't explain that. I really can't.
I think about
all the people that are, there's a stagnant few that are behind him were the same ones that were yelling at Trump people, that were screaming about toxicity. And the whole thing is bizarre. So I don't know. I don't know why or how you could be in that a camp over this. I be in a Biden camp. I don't even know how that would work.
You know, with everything going on about food.
Yeah.
I finished watching that series that I mentioned on Tuesday, The Last Ship.
Uh-huh.
And in the last season, the show was about this scientist who is, there's a plague on food. All the food is not growing because of this red thing that's killing all the food.
Okay.
And the scientist develops a way to kill that bug so that the food will grow. But at the same time, he invented a drug that he can also put into the food that's growing that when you eat it, makes men very docile.
Gee, that's not happening anywhere. Man,
this was from a book written in 1988.
Oh my gosh.
And here it is. Why is the food being so messed with? Is it doing something?
Oh, yeah.
Is it affecting people in a way that they can't see that Biden is a cognitive disaster?
They do it in prisons. I mean, why wouldn't they be doing that to us?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a noticeable change. We have the metrosexual male that swishes when he walks now. I mean, how else do you explain that? How do you take the man from the 1960s and compare it to today, this youth of today? There's no comparison.
No.
Very, very feminized.
Yeah.
Our governor looks more and more female. I usually post right under his post. Man, gosh, I keep thinking I'm looking at a woman. It's weird.
A bald woman.
But a woman, nonetheless. Very feminine. Very effeminate. You know? And it's hard to watch.
No,
it
this
really
is true of so many men today.
I know.
And
I don't get it. I really don't. I have a hard time understanding it. So we need to do a whole show on testosterone because they're talking about younger and younger kids in their 20s going in for testosterone.
Yes.
Because they're noticing that their levels are completely bottomed out. So you know it's something in our food or water. It's something going on that is causing this. You don't just take a whole millennia of people and then all of a sudden it goes down into metrosexual world.
It's not natural.
No.
It's a caused problem.
Yes.
The lack of testosterone in today's men is a caused issue. How they're causing it, I'm not sure.
Is everyone else noticing this? If you're listening to us live, 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. I'd love to see if you notice it too. It can't just be us, but there's been a lot of writings about this. People are really now finally realizing that we have a big problem going on with our men.
I had a nephew who had low testosterone, and he wanted to get supplements.
Yeah.
And the doctor told him, well, you really don't want to do that. It'll make you aggressive.
You mean it'll make you more mannish?
Yeah.
Oh, can't have that. you know, girls today still want men. Women still want men, right?
Yep. As much as they complain,
I know.
they still want a man.
It's funny to me because there's so much of this bizarre woman liber talk. And yesterday I was talking with Susan about the commission of the state of women and how it just talked about basically you're a breeder for a baby and then get your butt to work because we're going to hire other women to take care of your baby, yeah, which makes no sense. And you shouldn't even be mothering them. You should just be off because anyone can read your kid a story. It has nothing to do with anything. Just breed it and go. And then don't even breed it because have the abortion, right? And it's been a really strange thing to watch, to tell you the truth, because people don't realize how the kids are receiving all these messages. And then along with that, the boys are becoming so effeminate. It's changing everything. Really and truly, it's changing everything. So
it is. Yeah. You know, the relationship between men and women has changed a lot, too.
Yeah.
Because when I got married...
Hold on, caller.
A lot of people don't know this, but I used to drive around and run into people all the time. And then I got married and
manhood?
I had the shotgun driver warning me ahead of time to hit the brakes. So,
your manhood is out of control.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, how about soy? Soy
oh,
is
yeah.
everything.
Big deal.
Every package you see. But also the water. They say that the amount of estrogen in the water that we drink, and it supposedly can't be taken out or something.
Yeah.
But
I have
looking
heard
into
that.
All that, yeah, that's where it's all happening, and everybody's hormones are so messed up.
I know.
And
true.
Everybody's in a dire state of depression or upset.
You're right. So, weird funk going on. Thank you. Appreciate the call. I am going to talk about the whole Israel protest thing. You're probably not going to like what I have to say, but I am going to say it when we come back. And I'm going to point out the very, very obvious about what's going on in the media with the Israel-Palestine protesting college campus thing. We need some truth on the matter. Also, I want to talk about TikTok. I also want to talk about disinformation, what I've been noticing lately. We'll say that. What I've been noticing lately in the disinformation camp is quite intriguing, and how they're getting messages out there or not getting them out there it's an interesting tactic. And I want to share with you once again a tactic that we see over and over again on the right, because I'm going to talk about being on the right as far as media goes. You got to listen to this. So we'll come back. We got a full show. I want you to be able to call in too. 888-673-1450 if you're listening to us live. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
Hey, everybody, just a quick note about gold prices. I just wanted everyone to realize that April 5th, it was gold at $2,305 record day before compared to $2,271. Gold is going up, and as we had our guest on from Birch Gold describing last, it's not actually kept up with the inflation amount, so it should be probably around $5,000 an ounce, but it's not. This is the time. Get in before it achieves that. You're going to want to make sure that you have gold and silver on hand. Silver's up today. Just make sure and get in and get to Birch Gold. Birch Gold is who I trust. So I'm telling you, this is who I trust. Get your gold and silver from them. Highly trusted Ron Paul, Steve Bannon, even Donald Trump Jr. go to Birch Gold and are very outspoken about that. I mean, they have the 5-star ratings and been over 20 years in the marketplace. They're also very red-pilled. So this would be an excellent time before it really goes up. It's only going to go up. That's the prediction. If gold is now in a bull market, what is everyone going to pretend bear levels are, right? And we have to really look at the solid data. Protect yourself against inflation, against deflation, against economic uncertainty right now. Just at least text that number and get the information, 989898, and text my name, Kate, as the message. Thanks, you guys.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
This song just makes me happy. I love this song. I love this country.
Well, it's a nice song.
It is. I just love it. Anyway, love it. I don't even care what rendition it's in. Although Chris Stapleton's my favorite, by the way, from the Super Bowl. I love that rendition. But I love them all. So anyway, welcome back to the show. And he did the Star Spangled Banner. I know that. This is America the Beautiful. But I love them all, is what I'm saying. But my favorite rendition is Chris Stapleton. Welcome back. And of course, we have a lot to talk about on the docket today, a lot to reveal, a lot to expose. And I just want to make sure that you get over to Birch Gold. Just text 989898 and text my name, Kate, and they're going to give you some free information on how to get everything backed by gold and silver. All the stuff you have hanging out there, your IRAs, your savings, everything, 401k, it's so worth doing right now. You have a window of time to do it, a window of opportunity. Take advantage of it before it's gone. And I love that they're doing this. They're giving you free information so that when you text, that's what you're getting back is some free information on whether you want to do it or not. It doesn't cost you anything. Do it. Buy some gold and silver too. I love Birch Gold because they're the guys I trust. So they have a stellar record and everyone goes to them. It's just amazing. Ron Paul loves them. And there's a reason that he deals with them directly too. All right. Birch Gold. And I love them. They believe in free speech too, which I love. Before I get into exposing what's going on in the college campuses, saying what's not being said across the country, before we get there, there's like this new sort of, not new, it's not new at all. I shouldn't say that at all. It's a tactic disinformation people use. And I've noticed it again and again, and I've noticed it with a, I've actually noticed it with Project Veritas. I mean, I like Project Veritas for certain things, but I've also noticed that them and particular talk show hosts will come out with information. And the information looks like they're finally jumping into the exposing of stuff, right? They're going to get to the bottom of it. And it's stuff that we've been exposing for years on this show. They had the opportunity a long time ago. It's not like their heads were in the sand. But this is the tactic. They wait until the last second to divulge what they're going to divulge and expose what they're going to expose. So there's no time to do anything about it. Okay? It's kind of like election fraud. You wait till the last moment to tell people an in-depth study of election fraud when they don't have time to convince their terrible, awful county commissioners that there is election fraud, because they have to be convinced now because they're not patriots anymore in this country. So you have to convince them that there's fraud. But what they do is they wait till the last second and they go, because they want to be remembered for telling the truth. So what they do is at the last second, they'll say voter fraud. Let's do it. I believe there's voter fraud now, but it's just in time for the election to play out so that you don't have enough time. Now, had it been said 2 years ago, there was enough time to convince commissioners and so forth, but they do it with just enough time so you don't have any time. I remember a piece came out on a congressman that Project Veritas did, and they did it right before the election instead of doing it before. Lots of things can be exposed before, and sometimes I wonder if people wait till the last second on purpose. It's kind of like getting to a car accident and sitting in the car until the last possible second that you could go to look like the hero. Is that terrible to say?
Yeah.
But it's the truth, and you see it a lot. You see it's a disinfo tactic, and what they do is they want to be remembered for telling the truth. They just they have to wait to expose stuff so that you don't have any time as a citizenry to do anything. It's the truth.
It is the truth.
So we've been talking about election fraud for so long, and now people are finally starting to jump on the bandwagon, although they won't tell you the whole truth about the election fraud. They'll just tell you parts of it. The parts are bad, but if you find somebody telling you about ballot box stuffing or like there's certain things that they hone in on, that's not the problem. The problem is it's connected to the internet, they can swap the they can change the software and the Albert sensors. They usually don't ever mention the Albert sensors, and they don't mention that it's an emergency status to conceal what's going on since about 2004.
Well, they want to make people believe that it takes a fake ballot to cheat.
Nope.
They don't even need a ballot to cheat. They just change the data in the computer.
They multiply or divide by 1,000, you know what I mean, and get the result they want. and they can get the result they want regardless. But I just don't like, it's like a fake fight. And that's another tactic. It's the tactic of the disinformation people out there. And they don't tell the whole truth. And then they wait to tell you a lot of the truth way too late in the game. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Why does this song just make me happy? I love this song. I love this country.
Well, it's a nice song.
It is. I just love it. Anyway, love it. I don't even care what rendition it's in. Although Chris Stapleton's my favorite, by the way, from the Super Bowl. I love that rendition. But I love them all. So anyway, welcome back to the show. And he did the Star Spangled Banner. I know that. This is America the Beautiful. But I love them all, is what I'm saying. But my favorite rendition is Chris Stapleton. Welcome back. And of course, we have a lot to talk about on the docket today, a lot to reveal, a lot to expose. And I just want to make sure that you get over to Birch Gold. Just text 989898 and text my name, Kate, and they're going to give you some free information on how to get everything backed by gold and silver. All the stuff you have hanging out there, your IRAs, your savings, everything, 401k, it's so worth doing right now. You have a window of time to do it, a window of opportunity. Take advantage of it before it's gone. And I love that they're doing this. They're giving you free information so that when you text, that's all. That's what you're getting back is some free information on whether you want to do it or not. It doesn't cost you anything. Do it. Buy some gold and silver, too. I love Birch Gold because they're the guys I trust. So they have a stellar record, and everyone goes to them. It's just amazing. Ron Paul loves them, and there's a reason that he deals with them directly, too. All right, Birch Gold, and I love them. They believe in free speech, too, which I love. Before I get into exposing what's going on in the college campuses, saying what's not being said across the country, before we get there, there's like this new sort of, not new, it's not new at all. I shouldn't say that at all. It's a tactic disinformation people use. And I've noticed it again and again, and I've noticed it with a, I've actually noticed it with Project Veritas. I mean, I like Project Veritas for certain things, but I've also noticed that them and particular talk show hosts will come out with information, and the information looks like they're finally jumping into the exposing of stuff, right? They're going to get to the bottom of it. And it's stuff that we've been exposing for years on this show. They had the opportunity a long time ago. It's not like their heads were in the sand, but this is the tactic. They wait until the last second to divulge what they're going to divulge and expose what they're going to expose. So there's no time to do anything about it. Okay? It's kind of like election fraud. You wait till the last moment to tell people an in-depth study of election fraud when they don't have time to convince their terrible, awful county commissioners that there is election fraud, because they have to be convinced now because they're not patriots anymore in this country. So you have to convince them that there's fraud. But what they do is they wait till the last second and they go, because they want to be remembered for telling the truth. So what they do is at the last second, they'll say voter fraud. Let's do it. I believe there's voter fraud now, but it's just in time for the election to play out so that you don't have enough time. Now, had it been said 2 years ago, there was enough time to convince commissioners and so forth. But they do it with just enough time so you don't have any time. I remember a piece came out on a congressman that Project Veritas did, and they did it right before the election instead of doing it before. Lots of things can be exposed before, and sometimes I wonder if people wait till the last second on purpose. It's kind of like getting to a car accident and sitting in the car until the last possible second that you could go to look like the hero. Is that terrible to say?
Yeah.
But it's the truth, and you see it a lot. You see it's a disinfo tactic, and what they do is they want to be remembered for telling the truth. They just they have to wait to expose stuff so that you don't have any time as a citizenry to do anything. It's the truth.
It is the truth.
So we've been talking about election fraud for so long. And now people are finally starting to jump on the bandwagon, although they won't tell you the whole truth about the election fraud. They'll just tell you parts of it. The parts are bad. But if you find somebody telling you about ballot box stuffing or like there's certain things that they hone in on, that's not the problem. The problem is it's connected to the internet. They can swap the they can change the software and the Albert sensors. They usually don't ever mention the Albert sensors, and they don't mention that it's an emergency status to conceal what's going on since about 2004.
Well, they want to make people believe that it takes a fake ballot to cheat.
Nope.
They don't even need a ballot to cheat. They just change the data in the computer.
They multiply or divide by 1,000, you know what I mean, and get the result they want. And they can get the result they want regardless. But I just don't like, it's like a fake fight. And that's another tactic. It's the tactic of the disinformation people out there. And they don't tell the whole truth. And then they wait to tell you a lot of the truth way too late in the game. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we walked.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty here. And done with debt. That's the place to go. Get out of your credit card debt now. Also make those payments a lot easier to pay. Sometimes you can actually kick it to the curb. Sometimes you can have them negotiate your rates down so your payments are a lot less. And you're kicking a lot of that interest to the curb. And all it takes is a good negotiator to do that. Done with Debt's amazing. And you guys are telling me in emails, so thank you for that, that you're loving them. And I told you, trust me on this one, they're really good at what they do. DoneWithDebt.com, and then there's a drop-down menu so that you can put in where you heard about them and let them know I sent you. They'll take good care of you, and they are awesome. They're awesome. It doesn't cost you anything. Just to talk to them and about your situation and kind of get a handle on it. This is all they do all day. They're so good. DoneWithDebt.com. They're reputable. They're good. They're solid. They're private. They're awesome. DoneWithDebt.com. Give them a call. Or go to the website, donewithdebt.com, okay? So there's a couple of things, and I want to take your calls on why you think they have to fake this. I want to hear from you. Why do you think they're having to fake this? Because it's obviously fake. Matching umbrellas, matching t-shirts, masks to hide the face. IDF.
The Fox News Channel on several different shows had a student from Columbia, an Israeli girl, who starts off telling a little bit about herself. She was in the Israeli Defense Force in Israel, which that's their army. They name it kind of weird, but it's their army, and they're extremely well-trained. And yet this woman... Not a young girl, a woman student at Columbia talked about how she was fearful for her safety at Columbia University.
Now, geez. But nothing's ever said about what makes them so fearful. It's just the constant story that they are.
Yeah, but we haven't heard about kids in the hospital being murdered, beaten up.
Feelings hurt, things that they can take and say that they are anti-Semitic, because we don't really know what's being said because no one will disclose that.
Right. So a member of the Israeli Defense Force is fearful for her safety at Columbia University.
Yeah.
If you believe that...
Well-trained IDF.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's every story. Now... The story in the news today in for Fox News, right? Fox News is so ridiculous. But anti-Semitism on campus surges as agitators take over.
Well, that would make me fearful.
Agitators.
Yeah, those agitators.
Those agitators. It's kind of amazing, the headlines, because what is this telling you? That they want you to take home that it's anti-Semitic. They get more control this way. because I'm not talking about Israel, and we're not really talking about Palestine right now. We're talking about the tactics they use to drum up the divisive nature of people here in the United States, something to get mad about, something to be on a side of, okay? Then the other thing, and which I know you guys all know, but here are the things that don't make sense, okay? And why are they faking this? Call up 888-673-1450. I want to hear from you. The students are masked up. Why? You don't see them masked up for anything else in the college arena. Only this protest. Just like you do BLM when they're when they're covering their faces to act out with crime, okay? Yeah. So this is what you're seeing. So they're only masked up to hide their identity because, like you said brilliantly, I don't think they're college students.
No.
They're paid for. The bleachers are empty in the photos. This is not a big surge of people. They said 200 at the most. Now, every time they say 100 to 200, it's usually only 100 or less. And if there's a pro-life one, they'll go, there's a few people, even though it was 1,000. But when it's something like this, they blow it out of proportion. If you go look at the pictures are made up of a lot of media mixed in with the protesters. You'll see the cameras if you look, if you really look. So the crowd that they're panning. It's kind of like when they went to the Trump things and they only did it before and after the people left so they could get an empty stadium. Okay, same kind of lie in this. The bleachers are empty. Also, the news says, the crowd, I covered that one. Not only, only several universities are actually involved in this. Why? Because that's where they can contain. That's where they can contain it. And then get the pictures to show the world that this is sweeping across the country. What a lie. Oh, Fox News, you're such liars. Same with CNN. Jewish students, only a few, said they just didn't like the tone of the comments, but wouldn't tell you what comments. And matching shirts, all dark colors, very coordinated with dark slacks, dark pants, all coordinated. Masks to hide the identities and more media, actually, than protesters. Interesting. Those are your take homes on this one. This is why it's so obvious. Like the headlines themselves are trying to tell you that this is, how dare they say anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Yeah. You know, it's a constant plan to upset you emotionally.
Yes.
Not factually.
And keep you in a camp, keep you on divided sides. Are you pro-Palestinian or are you pro-Israel? And they're also trying to conjure up a war.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But I want to see some video of some Israeli students in the hospital.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But we don't see that.
You know, and we're all, we don't. And you're also getting National Guard everywhere.
Yeah, oh yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that's important.
Subways, colleges now, you know, because this was the byline at Fox News today. Students at Columbia University have been alerted that all in-person classes to be held virtually through the end of the semester. Yes, yes, it's that bad, folks. I feel like we should do the little Warner Brothers.
How many students have been killed during these protests?
Nobody's
dead?
Nope.
How many have been hospitalized? None.
Not that we know of.
But we have to stay home.
Stay home, in-person classes, right? And this has taken over the campus. And of course, you have the Speaker of the... Why is the Speaker of the House even commenting on this? Isn't that just the role of the college president? Why is the Speaker of the House in on this? Because he needs the good press.
Yeah.
And of course, reach an agreement with negotiations with anti-Israel protesters. If these are college students, you need to go in to reach a negotiation with them. Just hose them down. They're on a college campus. I mean, you know why? Because these aren't actual college students. That's why. Sorry. I don't have anything against the Jewish people. Love the Jewish people. Not a problem. This isn't about that. This is about what they're doing in a fakery here in the United States.
Yeah. I'm going to be even more honest than that.
Yeah.
I don't love the Jewish people. I don't even think about the Jewish people. I don't care anything about the Jewish people. I'm an American. I care about America.
You don't care about cats. You don't care about a lot of things. We don't care about a lot of things.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's just, This is getting out of hand, you guys. So ridiculous. Fakery is ridiculous. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.